Hey, Big B. This is Lady Ro. Can I talk my shit? Oh, wait. Wrong line. Anywho, I have a special message for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President of the IDS Network. Happy birthday to you. Have many more. Hope you're having a great day, Big B. Love you, Lady Ro. Bye.
This episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com and get 33% off when you put in the code IDS, and you also get free shipping.
The people at the label say they want something to repeat, but all my people really want something for the streets. So keep hooking.
Hey y'all, what's going on?
So keep hooking.
It's time your word is bond.
So keep hooking.
Let's do what we must do.
So keep hooking.
Let's hit book. Who can make it up? Dark ages hear a rap. Yeah. And the constant conversation has been, let's bring it back. Corny rap style niggas, they lack the pedigree. Deep waters they be in when they just the manatee. Who, me, I'm unaffected. The whale, the hammerhead. The magnanimous decision, unanimous. I am fed. What you looking at? Wait, I can help you with that. The formidable, unforgettable painting abstract. In the wall amongst them all, from Warhol to Jean-Michel. A commodity, high property, here's the morning bell. Guantanamo, baying niggas deferring routes. Your soliloquies are trash inferring that you got clout. Homie, what's that about? You should revisit your scheme. Before the scheme that seems real, reverts back to a dream. Into that P-head of yours, you ain't commanding no tours. You seeing fee and per diem, we seeing that in the door. Plus a little bit more because she choosing the prettiest. The wiliest, wittiest, on the low, we the grittiest. Taking the task, these barbaric insurgents who nursery rhyme niggas and play like they crime figures. Man, what could give you such a naive belief? There's examples all around of careers being briefed. The Luke Cage of the loose leaf page, running high, coming out in the yard, bonafide to be hard.
Keep hooking, keep hooking, keep hooking, keep hooking, keep hooking, keep hooking, keep hooking.
As if we're reading precious eyes, we should all be that inspired to just look to take it higher. Peep the name that's on the flyer. Midnight marauding low in theoretical. Ringtone rappers rocking shades all forgettable. Phantom of the rapper. Yo, you puss in boots. Energy electrocutes. Looking for a love recruit. High definition for the fortunate few to view. Challenges with riches, we will put you on stick with you. Time to turn the tide around. Coming with the tribal sound. Brandishing these microphones, we outlaws in the town. Corruption in the glue pit, we witness the gin. Acquisition of materials, the evil of men. Trickle down to MCs, we combat the disease with the good and hearty measurement. A real rap sediment, degenerate genes in your body's a host. You need to open up wide while we give you the dope.
Gather round, gather round, gather round. It's the hottest day. Gather round.
Listening to the In Deep Show.
You know you have to be at least 18 to listen.
I know, but it's so funny.
You're right, but just for a few more minutes.
Okay.
You are now in deep.
This is deep.
With Big B, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Dark Wild.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky. From now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be
smell it, it's in the air.
Hey y'all.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, check this out. Y'all heard this?
Oh man.
What's going on, people? I am your man, Big B. Welcome back to IDS. Thank you for your support. Thank you for everything that you do to let us know that you appreciate what it is we do and how we do it. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And by we, I mean my crew. My crew. My crew does big shit, but it ain't yours. Just thought I'd let you know. Am I talking about your crew? No, you. No, not you. You, yeah, you. The one listening right now. Yeah, you. Am I talking about your crew? If the shoe fits, tap dance, Savion, tap dance. My crew today with me is Drew Baby.
What does it do, everyone? Good to be here. Alrighty.
Doctor.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, y'all. It's the doc doing his thing. Let's do it.
Queen.
Well, hello there. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Big B. Back again. Here to do it. I feel like we spent the entire day in the studios yesterday.
We did. Y'all did.
Mm-hmm. I feel like somehow I need to incorporate a bit in this bitch. Need it. Thank you, everyone, that passed along well wishes for my born day. I appreciate that. Love you much for it. Y'all people got a way of making a brother feel good, man.
How about that?
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Weekends. How was your weekends?
I ain't do shit. You know, Friday I chilled out. Saturday it's like nah.
I did a double take.
Now we had partied for Big B's birthday on Friday.
And bullshit.
And
party.
And bullshit. And bullshit. And bullshit. And bullshit.
And
party.
And get a car towed and party.
Oh shit. Oh damn. Oh, I forgot about that.
Car towed.
Oh, Neen had an exciting exciting Friday. It ended good though.
It ended great.
Good note.
Yeah.
And she was so smiley. Her last name.
Okay.
When she got to the club, it was like nothing happened. If you would have known anything to happen, because she was just, you know, exuding.
I was like, let's get in the smiles. Mode. Let's get some drinks. Let's mm-hmm. get it going.
Let's get it on. Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
You wish.
Really?
Like, you what? Wish Buddy sounded like that.
What? Me and my sound effects.
As if Hansel and Gretel needed breadcrumbs to get home.
Oh boy.
So, Mark, a little bit of good news came out of Friday. You are no longer on the 2BTs for permission slip list. You have company. Because someone couldn't stay out past a certain time because they knew that there would be consequences and repercussions.
Oh my!
If the sun caught them walking through the door.
Okay.
I'm just.
Wait a minute. Wow. Let's get back to who he's talking about. He's talking about moi.
Okay. What's
now,
this?
But I didn't have to hang out to eat. You know, I stayed until
went home and ate.
We closed the club.
Tube steak?
I did go home. And eat. What did I eat?
Tube steak.
No, it wasn't a tube steak, mother. know what? The fuck he trying to say? I got my motherfucking refrigerator. No,
that's not what he.
No, that thing got up, couldn't rest easy, and end up going to work early.
Okay.
But it's all good though. I got home at like 3:30.
Alabama heard that work come through the door. That's why he's like, oh shit.
No,
he ain't even open his eyes. He was just like,
go ahead and pull him down.
He was so silent. Poor baby.
He put on his uniform pants and a church shirt. Didn't even realize that he got to work.
Right. You know what day it was.
Poor thing. It just seemed like a long weekend though. It didn't seem long to y'all.
That's what she said.
Hello.
What?
Saturday felt like a Sunday because of Friday.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I give you all life is what you're saying.
Okay.
But
you gotta admit, all jokes aside. What? We took the most bomb ass, dope ass picture in picture history.
I took a picture.
Which
of
one
you
was
guys.
That?
It wasn't that bomb.
The gangster
I wasn't
picture.
In it.
Which one?
The we own the bar
when
picture.
When you said that, you look like you got little stuff in the back.
Oh, looking all assy.
Yeah, it kind of looked like one of those movie poster pictures. Uh-huh. You know,
I might do something with that picture. Yeah. Even. I'll probably crop myself in.
Coming
it
soon.
I'll take Tony out of it.
Right.
He
could be the victim.
Yeah.
Right.
He could be the motherfucker we just killed.
That's funny.
Right. Oh, bless his heart. Shout out to Tony for trying to keep up with me.
Yes, I just called my son a motherfucker.
That was cute.
You're a grown ass man.
Poor, he couldn't hang.
He tried.
I didn't even know he was like that twisted. I just thought that he was like, just that's him.
I was like,
but when
sir,
you instruct people to drink gasoline and rocket fuel?
No, I didn't instruct him. He followed suit. That was the thing. I saw him pick
what'd
up.
What'd you make?
Is that what?
All I did was, it was the vodka with the, no, it was, it was
the
vodka with
the
the Malibu orange cream thing, just to give it. You know, take the twang off of the regular. Yeah, he was like, what's in that?
I want
so
my dose.
He was like, I'm trying to get that.
That baby had his head on the bar. The baby had his head at the table when we were eating breakfast.
Every time I was about to take the picture, he would put his head down. So that was purposely done. Y'all were looking my way. When I was about to snap.
No, I'm telling you, other times.
No, I know.
I was like, ooh.
I can dig it.
If you weren't fam, I think you would be kicked out.
it was fun though. It was fun night.
Good times. Great fun.
My whole night was $10, which was great.
Well.
And that was parking.
Kept it in the budget, huh?
Lucky.
That was parking.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Shouts out all that ESL fam.
And I still haven't been upstairs all the way. I have not made it upstairs. Mm. I wanted to go upstairs to see the jazz.
I thought you went to the deck, no?
I went to the deck. I haven't made it upstairs.
I get lost in that place. I don't know what the hell. I need an escort.
Yeah, so many like cubby. You know what? That's a good setup for a brothel.
Okay.
Wow. No, just think about it. Look at how the setup is. Look at the setup. Look at the setup, though.
About 8 years ago.
Oh, my.
That's what it used to be?
Oh,
no.
Shit.
Theodore Roosevelt's mansion.
That was his mansion? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So you know.
Oh, tight.
There was some shit popping off in there. You know that.
Didn't know that. It's a little bit of.
Probably mostly with the hired, with the history. Unhired help.
A little history.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, I'm going to look that up. That's what's up. I mean, you know, that little area. Well, D.C. period, but yeah. That's kind of hot. All right.
Okay. Good to know.
Any other news or notes before we move on?
I feel like I want to do a mark real quick. So I did another tasting on Saturday, and it was super cool. I'm getting more and more experience
with malt liquor.
All right.
Oh, new man.
Okay. Good.
We're doing, you know, hosting tasting. So it'll be pretty cool. So hopefully eventually.
So when we do shows like, you know, on a large scale, Queen Smiley is going to be.
Yes.
I said this. I pumped my fist.
Okay.
I did not.
I was like, it was a little lower than that, but okay. We're going to go with that.
Like this.
All right then.
But I didn't do that.
Tell you what, Mark. What's up?
Tell me something. But do you have to take a a test or something before you're considered, you know, one of the tasters or what? I forget the name. What they call
sommelier?
It? Yeah, yeah.
Well, really, it was an informal tasting. I mean, mm-hmm. as I've said before, I do want to be certified, you know, a certified okay. wine specialist or a certified specialist of wine.
Okay.
But actually, you don't. You know, most people, well, I won't say most people, being black or someone say African American, I prefer
to. How
are
you talking about us like that?
Yeah. Well, you don't even know what I'm about to say.
No, but I'm saying.
Yeah, how about that?
I was going to say.
Whatever
you're
about to say.
Right. I would prefer to be certified, you know, just because I feel like in that industry, there are not a lot of black people.
Mm.
So I would prefer to be certified so that way, you know, I will be on a, you know, the same playing field as right. everybody else.
So you okay. think so that's my that preference. You being certified is going to make you a black person to be a
no, I mean, that way it would what? Officially not allow her to be called a wino.
There's that.
So what does it take to be certified?
He is so Haiti.
Yes.
You have to take...
Why am I Haiti? That is such a small
Haiti.
Country.
Okay, Haiti ass.
That's a good one.
Good one.
You are smart. You is kind. You is important. You said, okay, so you do have to take a test.
Mm-hmm.
You take a test, and, you know, if I wanted to be a sommelier, you take a test. You have to do blind tastings. It's a the
I am
level.
Now.
What?
That's the last question on the test.
What?
They ask you who's captain. You have to say, I am captain now.
not a Somali pirate.
For me.
Yeah, but anyway, so Wine Chat 101.
That's what's cool. That.
Cool.
So there are not that many black people that are doing that, so that's why I want to be certified.
All I used right. to do blind
respect my authority.
That's
I used
right.
to do blind
right.
tastings at Starbucks, different coffees and stuff.
Still something, yeah.
Yeah, I mm-hmm. loved it because I love coffee, though.
Mm-hmm. They have coffee connoisseurs, too. Okay. Somebody should call a doctor.
I was going to say something, but I'm going
that's,
to keep it a nice short show. Mm-hmm.
Right, okay.
That's
okay.
Gerald.
Ooh. Oh, no.
That's Rich.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I really want
okay. okay.
Doctor.
Yeah.
Go to him.
He's trying to say you're a Kamalier.
Uh-huh.
Oh, oh,
he's going
that's,
with
a
that.
Sneak, that's a sneak jab, though. Don't overlook that jab.
I said he's
jab.
Trying to
but it's okay.
say.
No,
actually,
no.
I do. I know somebody who calls herself that.
That's funny. But I can dig it. Right. I can dig it from me. But
I don't know who
you,
this
sir.
Is, but he is taking cheese today. Okay. Doc.
Uh-huh.
Doc, I need you not to co-sign.
Oh, no. No. Why not? Why don't try to deflect,
hey,
motherfucker. You just went on.
Yeah, that's what
he
doing.
Yeah,
he
deflected like
kid.
Shit.
There's a part of the show that we do, right,
uh-huh.
where we turn it over to you, and you do your thing. Tell us a little bit about your thing.
Well, it's called Doc's Diagnosis. It's called Doc's Diagnosis, and I give you information that comes from all of our idea sauces. And everything. And
three different flavors at a Buffalo Wild Wings near you.
There you go. There you go. There you go. And like I said, once again, y'all, don't bet the house on it. But I'm just
somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Now I'm pretty sure y'all heard by now.
Hey y'all.
Back in the day. Hey y'all. Damn it, girl, you're good. I keep forgetting that. I said it so much before I got to the story.
Like,
now.
What the
okay.
hell?
Check
yeah,
this out.
Yeah. Hey, y'all. y'all remember when Big Pun died? Okay. Now, his wife was going at Fat Joe and the producer because they weren't giving her any money.
Mm.
Now, apparently, you know, Fat Joe and this guy, his name is John Jellybean Benitez. Okay. They still, you know, getting
that's
royalties.
That's why Fat Joe got fired. Mm. Fuck around with
jelly bean.
Mm. Well,
but anyway, apparently they still collecting ends, you know, off of, you know, some of the music and the likenesses of you know, Big Pun. But anyway, apparently they must be doing real bad because this lady, and her name is Gail Simpson. Now she's claiming to be Big Pun's mother. Okay. Now that is what she's claiming. Like
is
I said, don't
not. Is this not something that can be verified?
Yeah. Well, according to sauces, you know,
there's a lot of problems.
A lot of people are saying it is his mother. Okay, The only thing about it, though, she's going around robbing banks.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Could be his twist. Could be her mom.
Uh-huh.
She ain't got no money.
So, yeah. So apparently, you know, they need money. Mm. And Big Pun's wife said that, you know, they fell on hard times where they was living in a homeless shelter. Mm. Yeah. Like I said, accusing Fat Joe and Jelly Bean for not giving them any money. Mm. So this lady, her name is Gail Simpson. Okay, now his real mother's name was Gail Torado. Okay, but you know, when you get in that bank robbing shit, you gotta change your name and everything. So I'll keep you posted on that. All right. Moving on. I gotta flip real quick. Okay, I'm gonna skip that one right there. Oh, Michael J. Fox has he's got a foundation for Parkinson's. Okay, now apparently there was some specimens in the refrigerator. Okay, and somebody left the refrigerator open. Now it was like 25.
There's some specimens in Drew's refrigerator too. Just
you wanna keep going? Don't
you?
Are you?
What?
I'm not gonna even let this ether go.
I'm
gonna sit here and read the comments.
Okay. Apparently there were 25,000 specimens in this refrigerator, in the freezer. And somebody left the door open.
Oh.
Now the samples were supposed to be kept at a negative 80 degrees Celsius. But you know, after the refrigerator, the freezer was left open, all the specimens, they're no more good because they're contaminated or whatever.
Damn. Was that like your
no more good.
Mm-hmm.
Was that your Latin I'm learning English breakdown? It's no more good.
It's no good.
Or no, your, never mind.
That's right. What'd you say?
I was about to say, or your slave rendition of this.
It's no good.
So Michael J. Fox got black people living with him, is what you're saying?
What I'm saying is,
you know, black people are the only one that leave the refrigerator on.
Hey.
Close the goddamn refrigerator door. Right. Air conditioning the whole house.
Oh, actually, I do stand there with it open. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? Okay. Could have been me. Oh. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. Hey, do your thing. Anyway, Michael's group claimed that there's a 5-year project is seriously compromised now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been over $3 million of shit that's just gone down the drain.
Damn.
Now, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that contribute money to that. I don't know how much money is in the foundation or how much is left now. But apparently, Michael's people ain't going for that shit. So whoever the lab is.
I'm sure Michael Jay can shake some more money out of it.
So.
I mean, could, but $3 million, yo.
Shake.
That's crazy. Oh, okay. Shake. All right.
Uh huh.
See when your mind is not on that on shit like that. Okay.
Right. He's the one going down to Hades.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Being all Haiti.
We're back on the island again.
Right.
Being all Haiti.
I'm going over to the DR.
Okay.
Now that I know it's the same island.
Yeah, how about that down south?
Oh.
Ooh, okay. I got 15 successful TV shows to start off as movies.
What?
I'm going through them real quick because most of them are mine, though. MASH, Tyler Perry's For Better For Worse, The Real Ghostbusters.
Oh, that's successful?
That's the word on the street. That's from the sources.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
You lost the flavor. Go ahead.
What constitutes successful? Because if it starts with Tyler Perry, it's a problem.
Wow. He makes money, though, for real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he makes money. Is the show successful?
Actually, people watch that shit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Bang.
That comes on super regular TV? Mm-mm.
This motherfucker keep going in. He keep
what is
going
it with
in.
You two today?
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with him, but that's okay.
Let me see you go back.
I ain't saying shit to his ass.
What? That's why he keep going at you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Cause I love you.
Fuck you. All right. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Millie Jackson.
All set up. Oh, okay.
Number 10.
Shout out.
Let me see. Catfish. Highlander. Teen Wolf. The Odd Couple. I love The Odd Couple. Weird Science. What's Weird Happening. Science. Now,
I
don't
like the
remember
odd couple,
What's
too.
Happening being coming, a movie.
Me
especially
neither.
The Black Odd Couple. On Blog Talk Radio.
You know they're bringing that back? The Odd Couple? It's going to actually be like a show? Another show?
Well,
yeah, weird, right? Like up-to-date version.
Weird. It's one of those things.
Cool. Weird. Oh, okay. I don't want to say that. Star Wars, The Clone Wars. Mm. Are we there yet? We know. La Femme Nikita. Now, I never saw that.
Really? I remember that show. I didn't watch it, but La Femme Nikita. Yeah, I remember that show.
But I don't remember the movie. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fargo, Soul Food. Now, Rush Hour, they're saying that they're going to make that a series.
Why?
That's the word on the street.
So how can I say it's successful? Have them come out?
Well, I guess they're saying...
Did you add that one?
Huh? No. Oh, okay. That was actually number one. Okay. I got some breaking news. All you Martin Lawrence fans out there, it's coming back. The Martin Show is coming back.
I was just about to
not
say that.
Repeats. Mm-hmm. Not repeats. The Martin Lawrence Show, period. Now, they're bringing back the whole cast except for Tisha.
No, you're right. I know the story. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Yeah.
No, guess who? Tell them who playing it.
Okay, who playing it is Ashanti. That's who playing it. That's who's going to be playing the role.
Wait, what?
As Gina.
Right. Right.
I see her. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be real honest with you.
No, I
see it this potentially being one of those situations where the next is going to be better than the original.
Mm-mm. No, not with Ashanti. Now, if I can see Taraji being
Taraji too much.
I don't think Taraji too much because that's the closest to Gina. Like,
she got other stuff to do.
No, of course she got other stuff to do. But I'm just saying, as far as character wise, I can't see.
I mean,
Ashanti being Gina.
I exactly see that Ashanti doing that.
I just would have to see the.
It's not gonna be
because all she's gonna have to basically do is Martin.
I hope that's all they give.
Really think back on Gina's roles.
Gina did a little singing.
Other than when she do a little sing, and you know, okay.
Taraji did.
It was more than
sing
that.
Singing too.
I don't know, Gina.
Gina did her thing. Don't get me wrong, you know.
But that's just one of them casts that you just don't. No. You don't want to tamper with.
Well, like, she tampered with it. So
wait a minute. So what's going? I wonder what's going to happen to the show partners.
I don't know, but you know, I don't know how well that's doing it.
Well, I mean, well someone, it's, doing, it's already on, like, I guess, you know, break.
I've already?
Yeah, it's probably like one of those starter.
No. They were playing shows back to back. So it was like on Mondays, it was like two episodes So it was like an hour.
But you know what? It was okay.
Yeah. It had its funny moments, but I thought maybe it would get better.
It seemed like Martin's delivery was a little slow to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. When he was talking, he was like,
maybe he was rusty.
Yeah. But it was also his character. His character was laid back. It wasn't funny Martin.
Mm-mm.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw one.
I saw all
of
episodes.
Yeah, I have too.
I have too.
Hmm?
What?
Okay. All right then. it just, I don't know. It was. Did you thumb him?
She did not. Okay. Thumb.
All right. It's about to go down.
But anyway, y'all know they took the show off because. Tisha Campbell sued Martin Lawrence because of the sexual harassment thing. But like I said, she agreed to finish out the rest of the show as long as Martin wasn't in any of the episodes. So from what I hear, she got like $20 million.
Damn.
That's what the sauce is saying. Yeah, but all the rest of the cast is gonna come back, of course. Martin Lawrence, what's her name?
Ashanti.
Nah. I'm talking about the original cast. Thomas Michael Ford. Mm-hmm. It's Tommy Strom. Tashina Arnold.
Mm-hmm. Cockroach. What's Cockroach's real name?
B2B.
He called him Cockroach?
No, the cockroach. Dude.
Remember, he was Cockroach on the Cosby Show.
Carl Anthony Payne. Mm-hmm. Cole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so all of them will be back except our girl Gina. I don't know. But the thing about, you know what tripped me out about that whole
Damn,
sexual
Tracy
harassment
Morgan, he's still
thing?
Gonna be bro man.
Wow. Both
no,
of you
Tracy
are
Morgan
gonna be
was
in Hades.
He was.
Yes,
bro,
he was. He was
yes,
Hustle
he
Man.
Was. Hustle Man.
He was Hustle Man.
Yeah, because remember the other big dude was the dude from the
fifth
floor.
Right.
Hustle Man.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, that's gonna be interesting to see. But anyway, it's already in production, and they're saying it should be out around 2015 in the fall.
Are they saying a network yet?
No, not yet.
BET,
not yet.
Stars, Centric,
TV One.
You think so?
I don't know.
Okay.
Is the CW still on? Okay.
Yes, it is for someone who watches Super. No, I don't watch CW. I watch Channel 4 mainly. I love
Digital
Channel 4.
Antenna.
that can be strategically placed.
You know what? From reading, they're not really saying what channel is going to be on, but I'm going to assume Fox, because at the beginning they were saying how low the Fox ratings are and everything. And
so you think that's going to be a booster?
I guess.
A possible.
I think initially it'll be a hell of a booster.
Yeah,
and Fox depending upon how good the show is, will.
The writing, I need to see what everything looked like.
Right.
Fox has something to do with HBO too, doesn't it?
See, when you think about Martin, you think about the old apartment. Like, are they going to bring that back? Like, is that set going to be different? Is it, you know, it's like you think of like,
is Tommy,
how are they going to be
going to have a job?
Right. How is it going to
These are all the things that I'm sure that they have in the mix.
I'm quite sure. I mean, it just has us guessing.
No, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
But I don't know. Why would you want to replace Gina? Why, you know, maybe Martin got to a point of his life, he just moved
Gina
on.
Ain't working. Y'all couldn't ask her to come back, like.
Or, you know, another love interest.
I'm sure Martin was like, fuck no.
Right.
But my whole thing is, if I was Martin, I would have went at BDB first before I went at Gina. I mean, if you ask me, you know. But
I'm a child for a hero, man.
Huh?
Huh? That was a good story.
Yeah. But anyway, that concludes my diagnosis, y'all. Stay tuned. We got a
whole lot of more.
Whole lot of more coming up.
Topic. Mother stuff.
Ain't no talking when they talking, so shut the fuck up. The In Deep Show is on now.
Hey, we're back with a few reviews and Stitcher 5-star comments and iTunes and all that good shit I'm about to start off with.
All right.
Number one, I'm a deepster. Woo-woo.
All right.
No week can go by without me listening to my IDS family. I probably look crazy as heck when I'm listening because I always talk back to y'all through the computer or car speakers.
That's cool.
Great.
That's cool.
Content. I love the questions, musicals, and musical selections. And witnessing your show live was one of the best experiences ever. If people aren't listening to IDS, they need to get their life together. Love y'all. Kai, lovely.
All right.
Hey girl.
Number two. Oh, this is my boo right here. IDS, baby.
Hold on. But you can't go that fast. You can't go that fast.
Why not?
Oh, such a great bit of email, feedback like that.
That was five
stars,
right?
Says she a deepster.
Okay.
She has to get official.
You are down in deep.
This is.
You smell
all right.
It?
All right.
I smell it.
I can smell it.
This
you
is
can
B.
Smell it.
Can you smell it? I smell it.
IDS, baby. Great show. Great crew. Love the topics. You're bound to find something you like from this network when you listen to the IDS Recap, the Recap, and Beyond. They keep it real and keep you entertained. Add this to your playlist. Share and get the word out. That is Lavinia. She be shown up.
Hi-ya.
All right.
Yes.
Cool.
All right. I'm going to read it just like how I see it. This group.
Wait, how many stars is that? Because that's not.
It's like 10 stars.
Oh, 10. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know Stitcher gave 10, but I'll take
that's
it.
What, I mean, it's doubled. Matter of fact, for real, I don't even know why you did the thing for Kai, because she only had 5 stars. Lavinia had 10, and this next person had 10. Get your star game up, Kai. It's all love. This group.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yup, and that's exactly what it is. I love this group. You should, too. They are beyond awesome. They keep me informed of other shows that I should check out, keep me informed of new music that I should check out, and keep me laughing throughout. Enjoy it and tell them Rashani sent you. None other than Rashani.
Martin Luther King.
Woo, woo, Martin Luther. For your back and feet and body. Luther. But, we got some iTunes
reviews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been reviewing and what we call it, review and
feedbacking
and all that, confusing and short of shit. But anyway, mm-hmm. they must listen. And this is throwback, okay? We getting to y'all, okay? I ain't gonna even tell you how old, but we getting to you and we love you, okay? Whether I'm listening to the to an episode of the In Deep Show recap or the Un, they never fail to entertain. Big B, Queen Neen, and the rest of the IDS crew do an awesome job bringing fun and lively shows. That is, she be Shona.
Hey.
She be Shona. Right.
That's what's up.
She Shona.
All right. Well,
just showing love. And the best intro in the podcast goes to that's my drum. The In Deep Show crowd roars. Mr. Black from 5 minutes away podcast. Clap, clap, shout out clap. To you, right. sir.
Cool.
All right. Well, let's see. Up next. Great
show. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Queen. Oh, what's up?
You know, what? No, seriously. What? Love is great, mm-hmm. but when you get love from your peers,
right?
That's amazing.
It is awesome.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, like people listening that don't understand. You know, when you're doing a show and you're doing it consistently, or doing multiple shows, like most of the people that just gave us feedback. Mm-hmm. You don't really have a lot of time between work, family, multiple podcasts, two jobs, whatever. And you know, to be able to take a minute out to acknowledge someone else's work, that's amazing and incredible.
Agreed.
And I thank all of y'all. I appreciate all of y'all. Love all of y'all. Yes, no sir. Doubt.
Agreed. The party ain't over.
I say the party ain't over.
Groove me.
Hold up.
Baby.
Hold up. Tonight.
Really like the way you're grooving.
All right, calm down over there.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Thank you for that.
Shit.
Mic push away. great show. Funny, original, and downright great show by Bones TB.
Bow, 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 bow.
Nigga, what?
Boo, 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 boo.
What happened right there? All right.
His thumb. He used to pushing the mic away and not bringing it back.
Oh, right. Okay. That's right. What that was. All right. Great content and crew. The In Deep Show is an outstanding podcast with the crew you will come to feel like it's part of your family. Recap the Recap is by far one of my favorite shows to listen to. Woo, woo, woo. I'm drawn to it because it's such a unique concept that places others in the spotlight and introduces us as listeners to new shows and individuals we may have never known about and now desire to know more about. Very well-rounded and consistently entertaining. Do yourself a favor. Start listening now.
I think Recap to Recap is the highest definition of hashtag SYO. Support your own.
I
just thought about that.
Mm-hmm. How about that's what's up?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, because that's what we do.
That's what's up.
No, I said recap the recap.
So this that was J King 717.
I love you, Mom.
And I want to say I feel like just because I know he loves us and we love him. I feel like this is Jay Mayo from Right to Real Love Radio. So I don't think I'm wrong, but if I am, sorry, whoever left. That, but I really feel like this is Jay from Right to Real Love Radio.
Here's what I think should happen. I think if it is Jay Mayo, just email in and just say up top. And if it's not Jay Mayo, the person that wrote that should just leave the most trolling ass email directed towards the queen.
Oh my. Oh.
For just fucking up your moment of shine.
Right. Like, yeah, they read my joint. His name's Tyreek or something. He's like, right. Yeah, I think this is Jay Mayo.
No, it's a J King 717.
Right, Jacob.
How you get Jacob from Jay?
Or Jay King.
Jay is the first letter of Jacob.
Jalen or
Jaden. No, Jayden. It's J-A-Y.
Okay.
Okay, that could be Jaden.
Jason.
Jalen.
I feel like it. Jaquan. I feel like it's my little brother.
Jehoshaphat.
I'm just going off my vibe. I feel like it's our little brother. I could be wrong.
How did... Okay, no.
Yeah.
Okay. How did he turn into your little brother when you and... Lady Rose. Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
That's how, see, that's her inner black. You know, inner black people, they yeah, always, man. You know, turn, oh, that's not my little brother. And
so
they
let's screwed. Be yeah. friends before.
Oh, he is like 5 years old.
Oh, he's things. A baby?
Yes.
They have stamina.
That man is not a baby. That is a he's a grown man.
I mean, to me, he's a baby because he's a little because brother.
They have stamina.
Because he's all like 8 years younger.
No, I think he's younger than that. Anywho,
he's just a little bit. He's a little bit younger than June. You know, she older than my
brother. Hello. Good morning.
There we go.
Good night.
Good evening.
You sleep? You sleep? Yeah. All right. Come on. One more. Great show. I listen every day. One of my favorites. Okay. First of all, now I know who this is because it says John Cushman, but his name is by Stick and Move. Okay. All right, Stick and Move. Mr. John Cushman, thank you for leaving us 5 stars. We really, really appreciate you. So now we're going to get into the feedback from last show, which we were talking about booty calls. Y'all remember that? We were talking about booty call, like if somebody came over your house Friday. Somebody came over on Friday and they didn't leave until Sunday.
Right.
Okay. So Chaz sends us some feedback. And he says, "In Deep Show,
these nuts."
That would have been funny if it said that.
That would have been.
in all caps, the booty call versus going together question was crazy. I have spent time, parentheses, no sex, with a person of the opposite sex, and they thought we were together. I thought we just liked the same stuff and hanging out. But when you add sex into the situation, you get a situation. Assumptions rule the day and run wild. It is best to not assume anything. If you get another chance to repeat it, would be the time to lay down some things out. If you are coming back for round two, clear the air so both of you know what you are working with.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Chaz.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Good. From Baylor the Great. Booty call versus we go together question. We go together.
We go together.
He gave me some. So obviously the guy clearly has never had a booty call before. If he picked the girl up before 11 p.m. Nigga, that's a date. You spent the night twice. Twice, my
G. Talk about it.
LOL, that means you ate dinner Friday night, woke up Saturday, and made pancakes and thought tarts. Ate dinner again. Woke up Sunday a.m. before church started and ate breakfast again.
Talk about it.
Nowhere in between Saturday around 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. you thought of a lie or escape route. Therefore, not only are you guys a couple, but that ring should be rung up within the next 6 months to a year.
Talk about it.
Hashtag, who taught you the game? Question mark. Hashtag, you made bacon too? Question mark. Hashtag, y'all took showers together. Hashtag, y'all took joint selfies.
Wow.
Boy, talk about it. Talk about
man.
It.
Man. Hashtag,
that was great.
That was good. Hashtag Baylor. Yeah, that
right.
was
that was hilarious.
Yeah, so I like that. Good. Yeah.
That's real talk. We go together.
Yeah, we got together.
Wait a minute. I thought you said y'all didn't go together.
No, I said we didn't. I'm just going off.
No, I'm saying,
said.
But
I
right?
don't feel like that.
Right.
I don't feel like we go together.
Yeah, I don't.
We just had a great weekend. Just had a great weekend. The dick was good.
Right. It was like a layover.
He ain't send me home. I ain't send
him
home.
It was a booty call layover.
It was an extended booty call.
You're like, I ain't had nothing better to do.
Yeah, I had no shit.
So
my weekend was free.
Yeah, there you go.
My baby girl was over at Father's house. Shit.
Oh my.
Somebody told me that they was fucking with a dude that still lived at home with his parents, and that because she met his parents, it wasn't a booty call.
You know what? That parent thing is tricky to me. I used to, you know how you had that whole thing, whereas and you meet the parent and it's like, oh, you know, but now I feel like, motherfucker, how many other bitches did you bring? Your mother seem like she too cool for you to be just making me the only one that met your mama. I'm just a girlfriend of yours that happened to meet your mammy, and that's it.
Okay, so you said because they met the parents, they go together?
Oh, we go together.
Okay, so hold on. Don't receive any more phone calls. Y'all still to go together?
No, that's
y'all going through. See, she gonna think they going through something.
Hold up, I met your parents or your mommy or whatever, and then like you don't call me no more.
Damn right, because it was a booty call.
Right, you just happened to meet the mother because he lit it.
Wait, is it a weekend? Exactly.
You happen to see her on the way to the Friday bathroom.
It's Friday to Sunday, and I meet your mother. Oh, that's.
That is messed up.
Okay, let me explain something to you. You don't know how many times this conversation takes place with mom and son. Baby, where's that nice little girl I met?
Oh, yeah.
Last month.
What's her name?
Is that like
Mrs. Shaquan's? What? You know how y'all got y'all Swahili names now.
Y'all still go together.
My feelings would be hurt.
You just going through something, right? You and your boyfriend. Y'all just taking time off.
We just needed a break. We on a break. We on a break.
Okay, so for today's question.
Thanks for your feedback and leaving the reviews, though. We really appreciate
that.
And all that good shit. So check this out. The person says, and I read as they say, I don't got time to put all my business out there, so I just want to know straight up.
Who trying to fuck?
Ooh, my. DTF? What?
They say, is it all that bad for a person to not know what they want? They say, he says, a lot of women that I meet, you know, say that they want a man to know what they want before they get into a situation with him. His thing is, suppose I don't know what I want, and maybe I learn what I want when I'm with you. And maybe I learn what I don't want when I'm with you.
Damn. Wait, okay, where's the question again?
Yeah. Is it all that bad for a person to not know what they want? Everyone claims, I know what I want. I'm looking for this. I'm looking for that.
To me, it depends on how old you are.
Is it that bad to go into it? I really don't know what I want, but I want to see where this goes for right now.
I think it depends on how old you are. I think if you're younger, I think it's fine to not know what you want. If you are over the age of, hell, I'm going to say 35 to 40, and if you're just dating, sure, okay, you don't have, whatever. But if you are over the age, like I said, 35, 40, and you're dating, by that point, you know what you want. You have to know what you want, because you've been around, you've dated, you've done what you were going to do, and you should know what you want by that age. Young, have a good time, shit. Learn along the way.
I think it's a day-by-day process to me. I mean, you can say what you want all day, but this person can bring in another element of something that you never even thought that you even would consider, and you like it. You know what I'm saying? And you like, wow, I never even thought that, you know, that I would be happy with you doing XYZ or we doing blah, 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 or how I'm feeling after XYZ has happened. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's a day by day process. You can go in there and say that, okay, the preliminaries, I need to be respected and I need the hygiene to be clean. You know, I need to, you know, that. But when it comes down to like deeper stuff, it depends on the person and depends on the relationship.
I would think if it's something positive, sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, I still think by a certain age, you know what you want and what you don't want in a mate. Whether it is, like you said, it's just I want somebody to respect me. I want somebody to blah, blah, blah. I want somebody to cook me breakfast, whatever. You know by a certain age what you want. You know what I mean? And it's just, I don't know. Like young people, like I said, I don't expect them to automatically know, especially if they haven't been out there and they haven't been dating. Mm-hmm. It's like, I wouldn't expect you to know, like, okay, I want, you know, somebody to do this for me. You know, I require someone to do this for me.
But what if they were young young people that had good examples.
I was going to say or home training?
For their parents to know, like, okay, this is what...
Well, that's an exception.
Okay.
To me, that's an exception. Oh. Ooh, wow. I did not see that coming.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Quickly.
Mm-hmm. Welp. Marky Mark and Funky Bunch.
Let me see. You know, a lot of people mature faster than other people. You know, women. And sometimes, mm-hmm. you know.
Sure. A lot of women.
Well, okay, mature, yeah. Faster. Let's just say that. Yeah, I'm going to say that. I'm going to give it to the females. Mm-hmm. Because the males, they want to go out there and be players as long as they can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, for the males, I'm going to give that, what you said, Shanine, 35 to...
40. You...
After that, for a male, you should know what you want. But before then, you probably going to just be out there doing whatever you can do. And like I said, a lot of women, they mature a lot faster than the males. So, you know, and then again, you know, it may be a lot of females out there just like the males. They don't know what the hell they want either. So I guess it just depends on the individuals, you know, and how firm you are. And, you know, standing to your beliefs of what you want, you know. And, you know, would if.
You, go ahead, baby.
I mean, you know, in between there, you know, it could be something shaking to, you know, maybe sway your thoughts a little bit.
Probably.
You know, so just keep it moving.
Sway your thoughts.
Keep, right. keep those moving.
Mark, just get to the nipple of your point.
Just get to the nipple.
Yeah, right, right. But if we stick to the, you know, the areola of the problem, then I think
yes. I can't stand it. What you think, though, B? What you think?
You know, I think if it's something, and again, I don't want to sound, you know, cliches to a lot of points that we make, but if I think if it's something that you communicate early on in the meeting. And just say, you know, I have an idea, a rough blueprint of what I think I want or what I'm ready for. But I've gotten into situations where I say I'm ready for something and they say I'm ready for something. But there's clearly something about both of us that wasn't right or one of us that wasn't right for the other. And then you get bad mouth down the road because... They're telling friends, oh, I was ready, and you're telling friends that you were ready, but and you rolled out.
The whole file up is you telling anybody anything.
You know, when so, it comes down to it. I mean, to me, I think just.
But that has a lot to do with people bringing their representative. I am a firm believer. Like, I feel like I'm an open book to. I'm an open book to a fault. You know what I'm saying? I don't think anybody that I've ever met, I've never put on. Anything other than Keani, and that could have scared some people off, and that could have, you know, made some people cling, and you know, I mean, that's just me. That's how I am, you know. So, I don't. A lot of people bring the representative to the front, and then a few months down the line, that's when you figure out, oh. You know, mm-hmm. this is how this person really is, and I see this is not where I want to go. But I think if more people would just be themselves and just, you know, when you first meet somebody, of course you want to talk to them, and you see something that you want, and you feel like you need to have it in your grasp, so you have to say or do whatever the fuck you want, you need to keep them. But just let yourself out in the from the jump.
Right. Keep it real. Keep it real.
Yeah, keep it real.
There you go. And the more you put on the facade, the more you're gonna have to.
Right,
you
know? Exactly.
And then when you, then once you, you're yourself, they're gonna be like, oh, right. man, I thought you was the dude that you
right.
pretended to be.
Right.
No doubt. So, Deepsons, hit us back. Let us know what y'all think on that. That was it was sort of a vague question, mm-hmm. but it was still a good question.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things that not often brought up when it comes to. Relationships and people knowing where they wanna be. Mm.
baby girl a message saying I won't be coming home. I'd rather be alone. She doesn't fully understand me, cause I'd rather leave than to cheat. If she give me some time, I can be the man she needs. But there's a lot of lust inside of me, and we've been together since our teenage years. I really don't mean to hurt her, but I need some time to be alone. But when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I wanna lay. She's crying apart to me. How could you let this be? Time to see where I wanna be, where I wanna be.
Drew Baby.
Yo.
Need some WD-40. Hey. You know a song that, like, when I hear the first couple beats, it instantly throws me into a party mood.
Hmm. What song is that?
Don't it just make you want to start dancing and shit? Look at you. Look, you were breaking out the old school dances already in your chair.
Bad leg.
Oh shit.
Bad leg.
Oh shit.
Good hip.
Get it on a good foot.
Question. Do you think that they could make an album right now?
They had a ghostwriter. I don't know. If anything, more play than Kid.
Even for their showmanship.
I think more play than Kid. I think it'll be real late 90-ish.
Okay, I'm sorry. Remind me, which one is which?
Play is the black one. I mean, the brown one.
Wow.
The brown one. Kid is a light skinned one.
Because I'm not gonna lie. For some reason, I keep thinking Pretty Raheem.
Play Jack.
All day, I've been singing Pretty Raheem. All day.
Oh,
all day. I'm so angry about that.
Roll me up and light me up and smoke me.
Queen Amy.
Ooh, boo boo.
Two finger, one finger.
Let's see.
First of all, before you even get in your two finger,
yeah,
one finger.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Deepsters. We need your two fingers, one fingers.
Oh, yeah.
So we can read them off.
Yeah.
Because, again, stop scaring me and my daughter in the grocery store and talking about, I had a two finger. No. Just send that shit in. Send it in. Mm-hmm. We'll read
Synonym.
It.
Synonym. Synonym.
Send it in. Okay. Queen.
Let's see. Two fingers to the weekend that we just had and my family that was there and hung out and supported me. One finger to the towing company because I had such a hard time communicating with them. And I don't want to have to say it has anything to do with a language barrier.
You are on the 300 block of Frinton Street.
Right. So, yes, I don't want to have to say
anything. Why are you lying to me? But why didn't you say where you are? You say you had a flat tire. I came to fix your tire and you are not there.
Pretty much.
Tell me I didn't have all the tools. I have the tools.
Yeah, your that was the second dude.
Back in my village.
So one finger to him for lying and said he was on his way, but he was still in Bethesda.
I am in Bethesda. That's where you said your location was.
Doctor.
Let me see. I do this all the time, but I'm doing it again today.
You do it too much.
Two fingers to the weather.
No, two fingers to the
two fingers to the Redskins.
Because we've lost every time you've done it.
Yes. You need to put two middle finger up to the Redskins.
Oh, okay, okay. All right. Two fingers psychology. To the weather. Okay, so that means we're going to win tonight, right? Two fingers to the weather, and one finger goes to the dude route I had to do today, who didn't put any fucking gas in the truck, who didn't put any goddamn DEF treatment in there for the diesel shit.
That's what's up.
Me way behind and got me here a little later, and I apologize.
That inhibited him.
A finger to you, sucker.
Yeah,
because he hasn't had a finger in the show. Who cares if he does?
Kick his ass tomorrow.
He hadn't had. You haven't had a finger in a long time, so. Yeah.
Baby girl.
You interrupted his Mott Liquor run.
TP.
Yeah, no shit. That's what really pissed me off. All the rest of that shit is off the window.
What is this Mott Liquor?
Two fingers to the birthday boy. We had fun on Friday.
Yes.
But two fingers to be for Friday fun.
And I got my bird chest out.
Okay, and I got a one finger to this birthday bitch that kept coming for me on the show all day.
Oh.
Well,
don't look at me. My birthday's in February. I don't think she's talking to me. Uh-huh. Mm.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Well, that was a good one, too.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. In this corner.
Two fingers. Two fingers to my IDS family, my Deepsters, my Facebook family, my ESL family, that made my birthday super, super, super special.
Cake.
And one finger to niggas named Lauren and bitches named Tate.
Okay, all right. It's his show. He can say whatever he want to say.
Rod, I got to talk to you about something. How do you monetize this shit again? I don't think Friday I'm gonna be in flow. So listen, no, on the real, I don't think I'm gonna be employed Friday. So. Queen Neen, if they would like to send a
keep yes,
the lights on yes, in the studio care package, where can they send that, please?
Hey, well, go to PayPal for Big B.
Shout out to those who have donated too.
Yes, Into Deep B at Yahoo will help a brother out. If you have any feedback or you just want to say hello or whatever, indeepshow@yahoo.com. You want to leave us a voicemail, 202-750-1437. That is 202-750-1-I-D-S. Off of savings. I'm sorry. I went to a commercial.
I thought the extra S was for assault, and we don't put it in.
Right. That was a commercial. I'm sorry.
You don't remember the Master's Ham?
Yes. Yeah, and it was another one, too, that was like, leave the S on for season.
Hey, look, as always, as we like to say on the way out the door,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better get the fuck on.